Welcome back, Game Time, 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com, and of course the 1620 The Zone mobile app. Last show of the week for us, because obviously we are Westwood One home for the NCAA tournament.
A.K.A. we get to vacation on our couch.
Yes. Oh, I am like, I have never been more excited for this. Is my favorite 4 days of the entire calendar year. I mean, this is my favorite 4 days. Coming up a little bit later on, I mean, I got a couple of tweets saying, yeah, go through your bracket. If you guys want to, I will go through my bracket. There are a couple of regions that I you know, there's certain brackets you see, and it just, like, you can see it. You see the path. You see it all. Like, the West is so loaded, makes it really hard. And the South is so full of teams that me no likey, that I'd struggled mightily with who I like coming out of the South. Because I've always just been a team or a guy that doesn't really buy Virginia to make a deep run. But, boy, it sets up for him, man. I mean, it really, really sets up for him. But I real quick, with tonight, so you got Nebraska and Butler. And it's a, you know, that's a tough one to get a feel for tonight. Like, where's Nebraska's head at? Are they fired up? Are they distracted? Will they rally around Miles in a situation? Where is Tim Miles' head at? Was their performance in Chicago at the Big Ten tournament kind of their kind of like last stand? Can they even function with basically six guys? They basically have six guys. Thomas Allen has been ruled out. Brady Hyman has reportedly not practiced all week. Nana Kenton is obviously still out, and Amir Harris is out. So, I mean, you're looking at Glenn Watson, James Palmer, Isaiah Roby, Tanner Borkart, Thorir Thorbjarnarsson, and Johnny Trueblood. Six human beings. Six. You might see another Elkhorn South guy tonight in Justin Costello. Walk on. Get some minutes tonight. Another guy that I watch play a lot, my brother coached him in high school. Really, really good shooter, but I mean, he hasn't played at all this year. I mean, but if I were Justin Costello, I'd be getting ready to play tonight. You have six human beings. I mean, so there's just so many. I had a couple people last night at the Crane game. Hey, you know Butler really well. What do you think about that? I'm like, man, there are so many confusing aspects to this game tonight. Both, like, I mean, so many questions, both tangibly, intangibly. I mean, on one hand, I do think Butler will probably be fired up to be playing in the NIT, but at the same time, that's a really proud program that expects to be in the NCAA tournament. But the one thing about Butler is they're a consistently competitive group. And my guess is, and again, there isn't a team that I have basically, like, lived part-time in Indianapolis during the basketball season. Watched this team practice a million times. I've watched pretty much every game they've played this year, called a million of their games. I've had numerous long chats with Laval Jordan, their head coach. I know Butler. And I can guarantee you they are super disappointed with how they've played lately and finished the year. Like, they kind of want to wipe that taste out of their mouth. Because they have really, really not played well down the stretch here. And I think a lot of it comes down to a matchup. But they have not played well. Like, you look at Butler down the stretch has lost five of their last six games. Three of them were against Providence, though, which clearly is a bad matchup for them. The only game they won was a game that I had, Xavier. But my guess is that's they're looking to try to wipe that taste out of their mouth. Honestly, if you made me pick who I think is going to win the game tonight, I think it's going to be Butler. And here's why. despite all the intangible questions we have about Nebraska. But for the love of God, could you imagine right now if you're Roby, you're all these, and you're like this Hoiberg stuff, those guys are on Twitter. You know what I mean? Like, that's super distracting. But here's why I lean Butler tonight. Butler has two not good, great guards defensively. Kamar Baldwin and Aaron Thompson are elite defenders. Those two guys, tremendous, especially Aaron Thompson. I think Kamar Baldwin will draw the James Palmer assignment, and I think Kamar Baldwin slows down James Palmer. And I think Aaron Thompson will draw the Glenn Watson assignment, and I think Aaron Thompson slows down Glenn Watson. So then the question becomes, how is Nebraska going to score? And that's kind of the game to me. The two X factors are, the biggest component is that. The two, Baldwin Thompson on Watson and Palmer. But then the X factors are Isaiah Roby and the three-point line. Butler has no prayer of guarding Isaiah Roby. They don't have anyone on their roster that can slow him down. Butler's biggest issue is defending big, versatile four-men, frontline guys. So that's Roby. I think if he wants to, and that's the thing, Roby doesn't always have that killer scorer's mentality, but if he wants to, he could have 25-30 tonight easy. Will he have that mindset, though? I don't know. And then the three-point line is going to be huge. I mean, Butler is super reliant on making threes. Jorgensen, McDermott, Jordan Tucker, the Duke transfer. Those guys make shots. They're pretty good. Those guys miss shots. They get really average really fast. Because Butler's not a big team. Butler's not an overly athletic team. They don't really have any above-the-rim athletes. But what they are is they're skilled, they're well-coached, and they have two elite guards defensively. And they're capable of making 10 to 15 threes. And then there's obviously the intangible aspect of the game that we talked about. Will they be fired up? What's their frame of mind? The Hoiberg rumors, Miles being done. Like, there is a lot of distractions. Not to mention, you have six players. So any foul trouble,
So we're talking about, like, six players, and these guys are in shape and stuff like that. And, like, I can't even go down to the Y and play six players because I'd be out of breath.
I know. I mean, that's where I feel like they're gonna play a lot of zone tonight.
You would have to.
I mean, just to try and conserve energy and –
Fouls
and all that stuff. But I don't know. I mean, a part of me feels like whatever Nebraska had left in there. You ever have like 1% battery or 2% battery and be like, okay, well, I'm going to make this phone call and that's it for my phone. Or something like that. Like, to me, I almost feel like the Nebraska basketball team had like, if they were a battery, they had like 2% left on their season. They were like, all right, we're using that thing up in Chicago. Like, I don't know if they're going to be able to recapture everything they had last week. So, I think Butler's two guards slow down Watson and Palmer. I think Nebraska has a tough time scoring, and Butler wins. That's my guess. But who the hell knows, man? Who the hell knows? 402-951-1620. All right. So, I'll go over my bracket at some point in the 12 o'clock hour here. Some thoughts. Me like you some teams. Me don't like you some teams. Brody Darren's going to stop by at 1:15, get his thoughts on Creighton Loyola last night, and Creighton turning the page to Memphis now. Again, that game's either on Friday or Monday, so make sure you're planning your life accordingly. Coming up next, though, mailbag. Get your questions for me to George at 1620thezone.com. Anything you want to ask me, serious, silly, doesn't matter. Best email question is going to win a gift certificate to Oscars. Oscars, pretty good combination with the NCAA tournament. Pretty good motivation for you to put your thinking caps on and ask a good question. So the mailbag is next.